off and running. We're hungover. Well, some of us are hungover. I'm hungover. Everybody else hungover?
No, I'm not hungover.
Kim's not hungover. We got a big cast today. We got a big group. Everybody introduce themselves.
Good morning, Kim Smith.
Bridget Ernest.
First time for Bridget Ernest?
Yeah.
Yep.
Alicia.
Fucking totally hammered over there. Still drunk from last night, Alicia. Ian Vincent. Say it again.
Ian Vincent.
Ian Vincent. Is this first time?
Yes, sir.
And a recurring guest. She's starting to make it into a routine. Leslie Heffron with the Art Rundown later on. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Here we are. I am not really hungover. I'm just joking. I got a little cold from being run down.
Yeah, you're overtired. Extremely overtired.
I'm overtired, yeah. But I'm happy to be. I'm psyched to be here. We have some thank yous. Last night was the Good Morning Gloucester holiday party.
Tremendous.
Can't say Christmas party because we don't want to get into a Starbucks situation with the cups.
Kim did bring a red cup today.
Look at that. Oh dear.
All right. But it was a great party. Yeah. And first and foremost, to thank you. To the Eves, James and Anna. What's Anna's last name? Bengalese or something?
I can't pronounce it.
Can I just say, it's just like you, because you go by your maiden name?
I go by all kinds of names.
Do you think
whatever you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
Do you think that she'll get upset if we call her Anna Eves? Because she's kind of like, she's got that feminist thing going on, right?
No, I don't think she'll be all right.
It's not Anna Eves. No, right?
It's Anna Bengalese or something.
Yeah.
Bangladesh?
No, or you could just say Anna.
Yeah. I could say just Anna. But they are so, like, I wrote the post this morning, the thank you post to them, and did you see the post?
I did see the post.
Did you see her not wearing shoes?
Yes, that was so sweet. Was that an older photograph? It just looked really...
It was an older photograph. It was really cute. But I understand when she's still walking around in her shop with no shoes on.
Well, it's kind of nice to be able to do that, right?
Footloose and fancy free. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah,
it was clean.
The floor's clean.
No, it's very clean. It's just interesting.
I have flip flops.
If I had a shop, I might do that.
I would go flip flops. I wouldn't go barefoot.
Yeah, I don't know. I love to be barefoot, so I might. If I had a shop.
But I had to use that picture because it stood out to me.
I thought it was a really sweet picture. Really sweet.
Very sweet, but sweeter than the picture are they.
Always hosting.
And you know, everybody shows up and parties and does their thing, and then everybody goes up and there's the mess left to clean up.
And I said to them, you know, thank you so much repeatedly, and they're like, oh, it's nothing to do. It's nothing to do, but I think it is something to do. Yeah. It takes some good preparation.
On top of all that, and the money that they spend buying ice and all these other stuff, it's just really nice to have them as friends because they're such positive, creative contributors and friends. So thank you to James and Anna.
Yeah.
And
I think it was a good space for the show for the party, and also it was a nice remembrance to have Fred's picture there and the flowers on the
table. That was a beautiful idea.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Oh, and you know what?
Janet was there.
Janet was there. I was really happy to see her there.
Fred's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did a toast. We toasted Fred towards the end.
Yeah, I thought that was a really nice touch.
Were you there for that?
I was.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was nice.
Yeah.
You can give like 2-word answers for the whole podcast? is that what I can expect from you?
She told you why.
Listen, I showed up this morning.
We're just lucky to have you here, that's all.
I almost forgot. Wow, what time is it? I had to drop the kids off at Gloucester Stage because they're there for like 4 hours today.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got the holiday delights.
Yes.
That's coming up.
This Friday, 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m.
Go to Gloucester Stage for your tickets.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Or box office.
I'm going. I'm bringing my daughters. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Going back to the holiday party. We have thank yous to everybody that brought food and wine and booze and everything.
People just brought awesome stuff.
Especially to Kathleen Erickson from Savor Wine and Cheese, who brought a whole case of, what was the kind of wine?
Sparkling Bouvray. It was really top shelf.
And it was very Capitan was the on the label.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They said that's why they...
Oh.
which
well,
is very
it
nice.
Was just, you know, I had a couple glasses, and I didn't even have a headache this morning, so.
Oh, very nice. So. So there you go. That's your wine if you want to get hammered and be an alcoholic and not feel bad the next day. So that's the shit. Thanks to Matt Beach.
He bought beautiful hors d'oeuvres.
Unbelievable hors d'oeuvres. Bex, because when Bex came in with her curry,
yeah,
that's all you could smell. Did you,
oh,
did you try the curry?
It was gone. I got there when
it was awesome.
It was gone.
Yeah, Bex, who made the sign that's behind you.
Right.
My buddy. Yeah, and thank you for everybody that showed up. Especially thank you to the people that I've never met.
Yeah,
and didn't really
that was fun.
Have we none of us had met, but right. Are fans of the blog that showed up.
And
do I get
themselves?
Points for showing up twice?
You get 2 points. You get 2 points for showing up twice. You get -3 points for not introducing yourself to me. And I don't even get to
so
see.
You're in the negative.
Hey, wait a minute. The second round, you were leaving, so you were gone by the time I came around the second time. Apparently, we walked right past each other.
I had business to take care.
I figured.
Oh, OMG.
Yeah, it was a nice night. Thank you to Paulie. Okay, we gotta go quickly through the rest of the thank yous. Thank you to Paulie Walnuts for printing out the t-shirts that I gave out to the contributors. All right, we got that out of the way.
And they look really awesome.
And they look really awesome. I really love them. I love them.
I love my shirt.
I'm gonna do my Kate.
I was gonna wear it today.
My Kate impersonation. I love her. I hate her. There's no one in between. There's two people in my Kate's life. I love her. I hate her. There's no one in the middle. It's like you are distinct. Yeah. There is no gray with Kate. Ian.
Yes, sir.
Walks in with this ridiculous. Sexy
oh.
Camera porn,
yeah.
Like camera porn to the nth degree. Camera with lens that has
and
like
it's gold.
And
not
it's
brass,
gold.
But yeah,
brass.
Yes,
and it's like a manual, old school Russian lens.
Yeah, it's a reproduction of a 1940s lens.
And 85 millimeter, and has
mm-hmm.
all these little clips. I would call it maybe
yeah. Discs
rings,
or
discs.
Yeah.
That you slide in manually to change the aperture.
Yeah.
Kim took pictures. We'll put that in the show. We'll put pictures in the show notes of the podcast. But it is, I have got to press the shutter on that camera before you leave. I don't care about your pictures. I have to press
absolutely.
The shutter on
that.
You
have to look through the viewfinder because it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you looked through the viewfinder. You didn't use the live screen.
I never use live screen. I hate
life. Well, you're one of there's camera people that the purists like when you read like a camera and lens like porn sites.
Yeah.
There's in the forums where the people leave comments.
Yeah,
there are the purists, the old school photographers that want rangefinders and will not accept the camera if it doesn't have a viewfinder. I am not one of those people. I like compose my shots using the viewfinder, but you know, there's people that adamantly and you know how there was that race to get to smaller cameras, like bigger sensors in smaller cameras, and one of the things, and that's why the Sony NEX line was, you know, I think came up was you got to drop a lot of weight and a lot of size. By avoiding that the viewfinder,
right.
Yeah.
it gets you to a smaller
form factor.
Yes.
What do you do?
Viewfinder. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, because it also gives you a clearer, like you're not getting light that is shining on there, so you can really see where your shadows and stuff like that. Anyway. We won't go too deep into that because we'll lose a whole other segment.
Thank God.
I saw Bridget's eyes glazing over the back.
I love camera talk and camera porn talk.
Oh.
Absolutely. If I still had a camera like that, I mean, I do, but it's not like digitalized. I still use the viewfinder.
Oh, you shoot film?
It's been a while.
You have one in a closet somewhere collecting dust.
Let's just say I did it out west versus here. I haven't done it since I've been back. So.
Yeah. Well, it was. What do you remember? What kind of camera it is?
It was a Minolta, like
a. Oh, so it's Sony lenses. So it's a M. Oh, what kind of lenses do you have with it? Whatever the kit lenses.
He's
whatever the no, because those Minolta lenses fit on Sony bodies because Sony bought Minolta. And
my mom had it. My mom bought it in the 90s, thinking she was going to be all fancy pants. And then my brother took it, and then I took it back from him. And then I used to do shots when I did my road trip cross country and like in San Francisco and San Diego and stuff. But I haven't done anything since I've been back.
That was a big reason why the Sony those cameras got really popular. Not the NEX line, but the full frame Sonys, because they used the mount that Leica used and Minolta. So there was all these prime lenses out there that were sitting in people's basements and everything, like tons of them that there were people would be able to buy for like $50-$75, and then once those kind of like evaporated from the system, like the prices of those nice prime lenses, they've gone up. But
they fit my Fuji XE.
Is M mount? Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. We're gonna stop right there because we really will lose people. But yeah, it's interesting to
lose a day in camera talk.
Yeah, Ian, why don't we talk about two things we want to talk about with you the show.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
How
did it come about, first of all? Did someone ask you? Are you part? Like, did you help provide the material?
Yeah. So there's a lot of work there. So this is the Don Govet, Jeff Walker, Peter Vincent show at
Jeff
Cape.
Jeff Weaver.
Yeah. At Cape Ann Museum, I was in talks with him about probably 3 months ago or such. And so when my uncle passed away, Peter Vincent, I got all of his sketchbooks. I actually got them all out of a dumpster. Somebody went in and cleaned, and I went and grabbed, you know, everything that I possibly could and threw them in the back of my car. I contacted Cape Ann Museum recently and said, you know what, I need to start putting these pieces in places where people can see them and they'll be stored, and just to keep his name alive. And they were like, you know what, we're actually doing a show with him, of his work. And so we got talking, donated a bunch of sketches, I think 7 in total sketches that are in the show, and some of the pieces from my collection are in the show. And I've given a talk, and there will be another talk in January, and the show ends January 23rd. Really, really amazing show. If you're anything about Maritime, Gloucester, it's really an amazing show to look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, Peter's work brings you back in time.
Peter, was it a photography or was it a painting?
Peter was a painter.
Painter.
He was a marine painter.
Who was the photographer?
The photographer was my grandfather and my uncle, and my other uncle and him, but Peter. But
okay.
So what you're referring to is 18 Haven. And 18 right. Haven was a blog that I started after my uncle passed away because I was given about 10,000 negatives of family archives. And my grandfather did the advertising for Building Center, Cape Ann, Savings Bank, and a bunch of other Gloucester Paint Company.
Wow.
And so here you've just had all these archives. And so I've been slowly just putting them out, you know, photographs of old Gloucester, photographs of the fishermen, just really, really amazing stuff.
And you're developing all these yourself?
I'm scanning them in, but it's a slow process, you know. It's just like picking out the ones that are right and just getting them out there.
That's a huge job.
And, you know, there's a lot of family stuff, and then there's a lot of local stuff, so I'm just trying to balance the two out. It's just kind of, it started off as, hey, for the family just to see the pieces, and then I ran across some photographs of the old Gloucester Harbor before when the shacks were on the wharf, and I was like, all right, these need to go out.
Yeah,
you know, because that part of Gloucester history is so gone.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
that 18 Haven is definitely worth a visit and subscription and everything else.
Yeah. I've been there, and also follow Ian on Instagram now too with his beautiful work.
How often do you post on Instagram?
I try to do every day.
Yeah,
I'm personally right now trying to shoot a photograph every day and posting it to my blog. And January 5th...
Which your blog is not 18 Haven, but what's your blog?
It's ianvincent.com.
Okay.
So it's E-O-I-N, vincent.com.
Okay.
And so January 5th, it will be 365 images So I'm pretty excited that I'm getting...
Oh, you made it to the 365.
I'm almost there.
That's
almost
awesome. There. That is awesome. So, yeah. Very cool. You're going to celebrate by doing a polar plunge on New Year's Day?
Sure, let's do it.
You got to do it. Yeah. Go down Rocky Neck. It's fun. I'll tell you. Are you going to do it this year?
No.
Now it's just a one-word answer.
One word, under the breath. I'm fucking blue. I gotta hit a little pork butt over here. A little burnt end. Oh, that's the love right there.
Did Leslie have one? Did you have
one?
Yeah. Oh,
fantastic.
They are
amazing. I think we should set up a sign right now. Set up a store.
Like, right.
Yeah, you need to.
You'd have a line out the door.
Oh my god. You would.
Oh.
Where would this be? Right next door to here?
No, I have a tin building up there. I'd love to do a barbecue shop.
On your property right here?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have that tin building up there, right? It's already rustic. Right? Picnic tables,
yeah.
Lobsters,
oh
Joey's barbecue,
oh
and a horseshoe bar for all the fishermen as they came in, could sit there, we could have like cheap beer. And and barbecue
awesome.
and lobster.
That would be so
hello.
Sounds perfect.
Absolutely.
What?
If we lived in a normal place, you could probably do that no problem.
Just do a pop up seasonal. Just do it when the snow melts. Be like, all right, it's time to go.
Get after it. I mean, you know how you like they talk about the cocaine dealers, like you don't get high on your own supply. I'd be like 500 pounds. <even more>. That would be. Oh man, yeah. But
so what would you do? Like special? What would your specialty be? Pork or fish, or what would you do?
I would do lobsters, and then I would do beef ribs, pork ribs, and brisket.
Wow, well, that's
done.
Awesome.
Huh? Maybe chicken?
Good.
Huh?
Tuna.
The tuna you have. That's
tuna.
Tuna's fantastic.
Yeah, to smoke everything, really. Just
right.
Alicia. Really, Alicia?
What?
We're not talking about blunts, Alicia. We're talking about...
I said tuna.
Oh, okay. I thought you said blunt.
What did you think I said?
I thought you were talking about blunts.
What?
Smoking blunts.
Did anybody else... Did anyone hear me say...
Are you sure? Are you
hungover? That's what she said. I heard that.
I don't think so.
I heard.
Wow.
I mean, I got it.
You know the thing about, so the thing about barbecue, right? We'll go a little bit into barbecue because I'm going to lose another whole.
Oh, yeah.
No, because, so there's certain foods that get hot in culture and they, because there's only so many of these parts of the different animals, the prices rise dramatically. So brisket is like a shitty cut of meat.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Chicken wings are really kind of fucking throwaway things. But because every restaurant now has chicken wings,
no,
it costs you...
It's driven the price.
$4.50 a pound for chicken wings when you can get chicken breasts for like $3.50 and thighs for $1.29 a pound. Okay. And chicken thighs are 100 times better than chicken. And drumsticks is
the same with squid. I used to get it squid for like 49 cents a pound in the North End. And now it came as squid, and now it's all like perfectly cleaned, and it's like $4.99 a pound in the store.
Yeah. And
like,
brisket is like this lousy cut of meat that you have to cook to render down all and break down all those connective tissues for 8 hours to make it edible, and it's delicious at that point. But like, it's that long of a process, and that cut of meat is so far inferior to a ribeye, but like they're going for like close to the same amount of money in the supermarket.
Yep.
You may as well smoke a ribeye. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's my rant on that. We're going to do shout-out. Thank you to Martin Delvecchio for sharing his right whale stuff with us. I think it's a good symbiotic relationship with Martin Delvecchio because he really does some great stuff with his drone.
I think so. I think so too.
But, like, you know, it's like we have the outlet and we have the connections with the media in Boston, the newspapers and the television stations that, like the tree that fell in the woods if no one sees it. I mean, you know, he has a certain following and local people would see it, but like when you put it out of the Morning Gloucester, obviously, then I contact my people in Boston at the news stations because I only contact them when I think something's really special.
Yeah.
So that way they're, They take me seriously. You know what I mean? They're not just like, oh, Joey's, you know, he just wants to get his blog recognized again. But like when I have something like that, I'll contact the, you know, four or five different people and say.
Well, did you contact them when my Pelican thing went up? Is that
you know something? I didn't because I was so busy.
Oh, so they
but
just
they
found,
picked they picked that up
because they I think they also follow.
They a lot of them do at this
too.
Point.
Yeah.
But so it helps. So it's nice for him to get recognized for his great work, and it's nice for us to, you know, be the place where he wants to share it with.
And he really did an awesome job.
Beautiful.
On it. I thought it was
editing
beautiful.
Wise. He's getting better and better too.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting really good. I like the.
And it was very cool. A lot of people are asking, like, will it come back? But that was just a very... There's only 400 right whales.
That's what they say.
That's what they
very
say.
Very rare, very rare sighting. A lot of people go on whale... a lot of the naturalists that are on the whale boats, like, when they see one, they lose their minds. And they're out there every day looking at whales.
Right.
So it is kind of a very thing. I'm going to give a shout out to our friends at the Manchester Athletic Club, Marcy Plant, who puts together their big holiday fair.
Okay, she does that.
And Kate was there promoting, you know, she works for Hard Rock. Denise Biscucci was with her, who Kate Band Travels. If you need travel assistance, Denise Biscucci is your local go-to person. Let's see. Our friend Melissa Cox, Jessica Biker, and Donna. Our Donna. They were all there. Donna sold a piece or two, I believe.
Oh, great.
I bought some soaps
from
Melissa Cox.
Good.
There was the people from One Love, One Ocean. They have an Etsy shop, and they have a shop on Bearskin Neck. Got a nice sweater, anchor sweater for Kate for Christmas. You can't go wrong with anchors. She
didn't
put fucking
really
anchors
say
on
say what you got her for Christmas.
She was there. She had to try it on.
Oh, okay.
But like really, but like anchors, you know, you can put anchors or lobsters. There's certain things that you can put on things that you know they're going to sell. Anchors, lobsters, whales, right?
Yeah, right.
Boom. You put them on a shirt, put them on a t-shirt, put them on a beach blanket. You sell a fucking thousand of them.
And he's got an anchor, Joey will buy it.
You know, if you have that kind of, if the girl in your life or you, you know, if you have that, that preppy kind of lifestyle, whatever, or you know, J. Crew kind of
nautical.
Person, huh?
Nautical.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You know, they just sell. They sell. So yeah, they did. I really like those people. Ann Malvo and Lisa Lavasser from Belle and Me.
Yeah, they were there.
They
had their beautiful selection of scarves.
Got a beautiful scarf.
Oh, you did.
It was so soft and fuzzy. Yeah. And warm.
I hugged Anne, and she I hugged Anne, and she just felt so silky. She had like on a silky sweater and a silky scarf.
Isn't
isn't she
a beautiful woman?
She is.
She's like in her 50s, you know.
Yeah.
She looks like she's in her. She looks like she's in like you know like early 40s.
Yeah.
Don't you think she's a pretty woman?
Yeah, I think she's. Beautiful.
Kate said. Kate commented like, oh, isn't she beautiful?
I always say like, well, she's in her 50s. Well, she can't be beautiful or she's like in her 60s.
No, but she's like beautiful,
or,
beautiful. You know what I mean? Like,
she's
like,
beautiful.
She's like, she just, do you know who we're talking about?
I've seen pictures. I don't know.
Don't you agree?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
No, it's lovely family, beautiful kids, her husband Tim, just really sweet people. And I hope they don't move away. I'm hoping that their house doesn't sell. No one buy their house. Boycott buying their house. Because I don't want them to move away. Because they were talking about moving to California.
Right,
I don't want them to move away.
I don't think their boys want to move. I don't think they want
to move. No one wants to move. No one wants them to move.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I want to move. Snow's coming. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. Just pray for a winter, not like last winter.
I know.
I love snow. I know it was hard on a lot of people, but I loved last winter. I know, I'm in the minority.
Joey, the look of he's trying to just jump the desk right now and tackle you. That's what that look was.
Do you really? Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I
you didn't mind? Did you do the shoveling, or
yes,
who did the shoveling?
Tom did. Tom started as he always does, but there was just so much that I started shoveling with him. So, but he does do most of the shoveling. My son shovels, but he liked last winter too. He likes shoveling, so.
It's good workout.
Sorry, we're just the weird family.
It's good workout.
I started the season with that nice attitude. After the fifth or sixth, like, in a weekly bad. And you know, after shoveling out the bottom of the driveway, and then after a half hour, and then the plow came back and just everything that you just did just right back in your face.
Shoveling compacted snow.
That sucked.
In January, I don't have to drive into Cambridge a lot. You know, like, if you had to take public transportation or if you had to drive a lot, I'm sure it was horrible. But I loved
it. I hated it.
I hated it. The window.
This upcoming week, a lot of the awesome holiday events are coming up. I'm glad we had our holiday party
early,
so everybody hadn't been burnt out from holiday parties. Next weekend, Middle Street Walk.
Yes, Middle Street Walk.
Which, everybody, if you don't go to that, you're a dummy. Because there's like literally 50 different events that are free, all in the same area. And it puts you so in the spirit.
It does.
I can't, your glasses are freaking me out. No, because she's got, every time she comes in, she's got a new pair of glasses. These are like serious
glasses.
They're hipster.
Glasses.
These are like, yeah.
These are like serious, like hipster.
When did you get these ones?
About a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you like them.
Yeah, they're cool.
Do you want to know what they are? They're Warby Parkers. However, they're the sunglasses. And
I asked them
to put my reading glasses in a sunglass because I just...
How much money do you spend? What is your sunglass budget for per year? No, and I love the... We'll give a plug to that company that you buy, that they send you the glasses. If you don't like them, you can send them back. Because I think between you and Tom, you guys got like 10...
No.
Now, how many pairs of glasses?
Tom has one pair of Warby Parkers.
How many do you have?
Of Warby Parkers?
No,
one.
of glasses. Of
like currently right now, like 3 pairs of sunglasses. But I just switch them. I switch them around all the time. And you know where I get a lot of them is at Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing this thing where you pick the styles out online. They ship them to you, like 3 different pairs, and send
them
back.
That's Warby Parkers. But this is the only time I've ever done I've gotten it for Tom, for his regular prescription glasses. But this is the first time, and it was so much fun and so easy, I did it for myself.
Very nice.
So I needed a new pair of glasses. Warby Parkers, this one's Smoky Tortoise Shell, I think it's called, is the tortoise shell in the book. Because it comes in another color.
Joe, you going to smoke one of those up in a barbecue sauce
one day? The Smoky Tortoise
Shell.
Oh, Smoky Tortoise Shell. Yeah, I'll smoke anything.
You can go to Nordstrom Rack and get beautiful sunglasses for a fraction of what they generally cost. So
I love them.
Am I supposed to do it?
No, that's good. That's good stuff. Okay, so there's Middle Street Walk.
Do you like them or do you think they're too big?
No, I like them.
You like them.
I like because you can pull off the funky, the big,
the big glasses.
You can pull that shit off. So there's the Middle Street Walk. Did you have a rundown for that?
Yeah, Middle Street Walk is from 10 to 4:30 on Saturday, and it culminates in the Christmas tree.
Lobster trap tree lighting. At the police station.
At the police station, yeah. And that usually happens right around dusk, I notice. So they're usually ready to hang everything then. And then men's night. We should talk about men's night.
But before we go to men's night, we also, next Saturday is also the holiday. We do already talk about the holiday delights?
Yeah, holiday delights.
Okay, we got that in. Okay, go ahead.
But it's the same day.
Yeah, which is the same day. Right. So men's night?
Men's night is December 17th from 5 to 10. It's a Thursday night. Super excited about that because I miss ladies' night, so... I've made plans to go to men's night with Catherine.
This is the busiest time of my year down the dock. We're
crazy,
crushed, getting out late and everything. But like every once in a while, the stars line up and I get out in time to go to men's night or ladies' night. And
so
they're
fun.
Such a great take. Like they got booze. Like it's not really booze, but it's... I get booze. And,
out of everything you said today, that's the word that you're scared to say.
Oh, what did I say? Booze?
Yeah, you're like...
No, but you don't want to get... You don't want to get shop owners in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as you're not selling it, you can do it.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there you go. So all these places have given out booze. And No, but it's but there's places, there are special places, like Savor Wine and Cheese says that Men's Night.
They do.
They go above and beyond. Yes. They like last year, they're giving away.
Like they have. They have
she stores. Said that this year they're giving away they're giving away samples of this like $125 a bottle port.
Port.
Yeah, it's stupid, really good, and I think last year they did like short ribs. They like giving away this incredible food, get you in there, and have a
beer,
good time.
And beer also.
Beer.
All different kinds of beer for the guys. So it's and I said do you get very many ladies on men's night? And she said, oh yes, because they it's kind of like a date night for a lot of guys too to bring their wives or girlfriends out. So
Pop Gallery always does a big thing.
Yeah.
I think the Cave probably does a good job there. I wonder if I don't know the other ones. We haven't got any press releases for Men's Night yet.
Seaport will always does something. So
for Men's Night,
they'll do half off appetizers at a certain time, and they always have specials on Ladies Night or Men's Night. So Seaport always does something.
Well, hopefully, Terry Weber will post it to Cape Ann Eats, and then I can pick it up.
Also, that's also Passport's Wine Dinner Night that night. I don't know what the theme is, but that's at 7. So you could go to like Men's Night for 2 hours.
I should tell Eric to make a mental note to make it like a manly wine dinner. Big bold reds.
Right.
Steak.
Because he doesn't usually decide, until a few days beforehand. So
I'll go to that.
Good idea.
Perfect opportunity right there.
Yeah.
Potato and meat. No vegetables. That's it. No veggies. Nothing green hits the plate.
Except for Brussels sprouts. You've been loving lately.
That shit's dope.
Yeah. But they have to be cooked with bacon or prosciutto.
Yeah, you got to render that down first and get the good juju. Get the good love in the bottom of the cast iron before the Brussels sprouts hit it. You got to, this triple smoked bacon from Carl's Sausage Kitchen.
That would be nice.
So, there's a new play at the Gloucester Stage too, on top of the Holiday Delights. It's another holiday kind of themed play. What is it?
Today is the actual press opening. It's Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some. So that looks to be looks very fun and holiday-ish and Christmassy,
we don't get any trouble.
Well, if you say Christmassy, just follow it by Hanukkah-ish, Kwanzaa-ish, and just cover all of them. That's all. Then
you want to have another Starbucks situation on this. Do not want to go there. God forbid. We don't have everybody panties in a twist. So that's nice. So you can get tickets online, I'm sure, Gloucester Stage Company.
Yeah, they have a great website, actually. All the details are there on their website.
Did I talk about Donna? She's got to go. Donna blew out her knee, dance. She always goes to these weddings, right? She goes to the weddings, and she picks up all the young guys, and she dances all night long.
She sounds like my spirit animal.
She could be your spirit animal. She tweaked her knee before, but she goes back to another wedding and she does the same thing.
I didn't realize. Really?
So she's all messed up, the knee is filled up with fluid. And
you sure it wasn't a week with her grandchildren?
It might have been. It might have been. But our thoughts going out to Donna. Hopefully she feels a little bit better.
Yeah, we missed Donna last night at the party.
She didn't come.
Yeah.
She's like a big part of the blog. She didn't come. Very sad.
She's usually at the 1 hour at a time thing that I go to on Saturday morning.
On Saturday morning. She wasn't there? She
must have injured herself before that. Yeah. She's always there.
It's swelling up with the fluid. Yeah. Leslie, why don't you give us the art rundown?
Okay, so there are four great things happening around town everybody should know about. The first one's down at Trident Gallery on Main Street, and that is a show that... it's 189 Main Street, and that's a show that runs from December 5th to January 3rd. And the show is called Love in December by artist Diane Ayotte. And according to the website, it's an exhibition of colorful pattern mixed media paintings. The public reception is on Saturday, December 12th from 5 to 7. And you should go on Trident's website and see her work.
Saturday, December 12th from 5 to 7, exactly yeah. when the Christmas the lobster trap tree is going to be lit. And it's
oh,
like
perfect.
Right there.
It's perfect. Right there. Perfect.
Yeah. Boom, you can pop
yeah.
through.
Right.
Jesus, what you couldn't ask for a better
yeah.
thing
right.
there for
yeah.
an opening.
Yeah,
yeah so her work is... I didn't see the show yet, but her work is beautiful. It's very, if you love color,
I love
it's
it.
Abstract work.
I love it.
And it's very luminous. I would say the colors are radiant. So it's definitely worth walking over from the Christmas tree. Like
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go see Matthew
Swift's.
I haven't been in there for way too long. I'm going to pay him a visit.
Can I give a shout out to Matt? Because... I have to hang a show in of my own work in March in Marblehead, and I've been to visit him, and he is giving me a lot of guidance
nice.
And free advice, and he's been super, super helpful.
Great
and,
guy.
Yeah,
yeah
really
great community people.
Yeah.
All right, Leslie, number two.
So then down at Flat Rocks Gallery, 77 Lanesford Street in
Lanesville.
Gloucester. Yeah,
is that
Lanesville?
Lanesville?
Yeah, I think it's Lanesville. They are having a festive cocktail party on Sunday, December 13th, from 5 to 7. So you can go to Trident's on Saturday, exact same time the next day.
Well, they got
Sunday.
Booze there, so we know there's going to be that subset of people that only go to the art gallery openings
yeah.
for the booze. So they got that going for them.
Well, it's a festive cocktail party to celebrate their third
they do exist,
season.
Right?
And they say that they've got some special surprises, so don't be late.
Ooh.
And they're celebrating their third season.
Okay. Oh,
beautiful shows.
Shows, wow.
Beautiful shows.
And then on Monday, the next day, it's just art all day, all week. It's fantastic.
I love it.
All month.
The mayor she announced that there's going to be a public art policy session at City Hall, that's Ninedale Avenue, on Monday, December 7th at 7 o'clock. And there's a consultant, Elizabeth Keithline, who will be seeking community feedback on a draft statement on the future of public art for Gloucester, and will discuss possible policy recommendations. So
let me tell you the behind the scenes on that one.
Well, wait, can we go back? Did you say that was December 7th?
Monday, December 7th.
Oh, okay, so that's this Monday. That's
right.
Okay.
It's not the day after.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
right. It's okay.
So tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Just to not
yeah.
confuse people.
Right.
It's
thank
tomorrow.
So the behind the scenes on that is the they're trying to get this thing down where there's people that are offering to give these big
yes.
pieces, and instead of saying yes, we'll definitely take it automatically, and it's all up. Everybody has a different take on art and stuff like that. But there was the one that was going to happen down on Rocky Neck, and some people had a problem with its scale. And so they're trying to come up with a policy
right.
of who's going to decide whether we accept these and what the parameters are for accepting public art and placing public art.
Right, that's part of it. And
yes.
then it's maintenance of the artwork.
Right.
And
who's
going
to pay for
it? Taking artwork down if it's a temporary installation. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different things. But
yeah.
it's all started from that. Right?
Yeah,
well,
that was definitely
that.
The impetus.
Yeah.
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 All right, number four?
And the fourth thing is the Harbortown Cultural District annual meeting. That's Thursday, December 10th, so this coming week. From 5:30 to 7:30, that's down at Endicott College, Gloucester Campus, 33 Commercial Street. And Karen Ristabin will be talking about the Massachusetts Cultural Council Adams Grant, which was awarded to Sea Arts, Arts Gloucester, and the Rocky Neck Art Colony, and light refreshments will be served.
Okay.
Thank
Sounds
you so
great.
Much. Thank you, Leslie.
Leslie, that was wonderful.
All right, that's it for GloucesterCast 162. Thank you guys for coming. It was fantastic. Anybody else have anything to add in closing?
No.
Good. All right, we'll put links to everything. And I had so much fun. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.